Hey, you home? I got out of work early and brought pizza. I even got your favorite on half because I'm that amazing. There you are. What's up? The ceiling. Such a dork. Hey, are you okay? You look kind of spacey. What's that smell? Oh, shit. You're high, aren't you? You little rascal, you. But I have to admit, this is quite a surprise. I'm actually a little offended. You get so high and mighty lecturing me about weed, and here you are, just high. Sorry, that was an awful pun. What do you mean you don't lecture me? Every time I do it when you're home, you tell me that you can't be around me and you can't see me like that. Okay, yeah, clearly it's not like you have a problem with the act itself, so what? Am I just too rowdy, or... Oh, gosh, I'm not bitchy while I'm high, am I? No? Okay, that's a relief. So what's the problem, then? Come on, Rumi, spit it out. I'm too cute? What the heck is that supposed to mean? Because I get so cuddly and clingy? You're worried that you'll take advantage of me? Why? Oh, fuck. You have a crush on me, don't you? That's fantastic news. No, seriously. I have this massively cheesy, tooth-achingly sweet crush on you, too. Yes, seriously, you dork. Hey, can I kiss you? No? Well, why the heck not? Right. You're high and I'm not. Right. Yeah, that's a pretty good reason why. Okay, well, let me ask you this. Are you too high to consent? Like, do you not feel fully aware and conscious of everything and able to make the same decisions that you'd make sober? No, it's more of a comfy body high. But the sober me and not sober you thing feels iffy. Like, just on the cusp. Okay. Well... How about this then? Now both just be nice and comfy and high together. And we don't have to do anything. We can just cuddle on the couch for all night if you want. And just melt into each other if that's what we want. You know, if you feel like it, we can also make out or do, you know, whatever. Yeah, that sounds better. Come here. You feel so nice in my arms. You fit there perfectly. Gosh, already, huh? That was a quick decision. But remember, you can stop whenever you want to stop if you need to, okay? I won't get my head or upset. It's pretty understandable. I really want to be with you right now. I guess we've been crushing for a while, huh? In fact, if you've been crushing as long as I have, then, you know, it wouldn't be considered fast or rushing things at all if I just very slowly moved your hands up, appeared in my tuts. Gosh, you are so cute. Your hands feel so fucking nice. Do you know that? No, seriously, please keep doing what you're doing. You are so fantastic and wonderful. And hot. So hot. Honestly, living with you has been such a test of willpower. I mean, the way you walk in a towel from the shower to your room, showing off these gorgeous shoulders, or those cute little shorts you wear to get comfy, showing off these magnificent thighs. When you get all cuddly and hide your face against my chest during movie night, even though you're the one who insists on horror movies, it's all been such a test to not just jump you. Oh, fuck. Yeah, you can move your hands wherever you want to, babe. Seriously, you can do anything to me. Fuck, you can make me do anything to you. I've wanted this for so long. I'm all yours. You want me to use my hands on you, and you'll use yours on me. Yeah, that sounds absolutely perfect. Let me just shimmy out of these jeans and then I'll... I mean, fuck, I wanted to undress you myself, but fuck, good goddess above, you're perfect. Oh, right, my top. I'll get right on that. You do? Sorry, I was super distracted by your everything. Thanks. Now come here. I want to make you feel good. Just gonna slowly tease you off at the start. Just running my hands down your sides and up your inner thighs. Not quite touching. Here, jumping big enough that, okay. Fuck. Yeah, it feels really good when you touch me like that. Sorry. It's just so easy to get distracted right now. Yeah, I'll touch you too. Is here good for you? I'm glad. I'm really glad. Fuck. You're so good at this. You have no idea. I mean, seriously, I don't think anyone's ever made me feel this good. I just hope I'm doing half as good for you as you are for me. Good. I'm glad you're enjoying it. Yeah, I can go faster. Here. Like that. Fuck. Seriously, if you keep doing that, I'm gonna come. I guess there's nothing wrong with it. It's just... I wanted to make you come first, but... Right there. Please don't stop. Please don't stop. Fuck. Oh. nice. Holy shit. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I can finish you off. Here, why don't you... Why don't you sit in front of me? And I'll just reach around and keep touching like this. Oh, gosh. You seem really into this. I wonder if it's because I'm holding you while I'm doing it, or the fact that I'm breathing right up against your shoulders, or the fact that I could just bite down. Gosh, what a cute little whimper. Oh, gosh, you're getting close. I definitely feel it. Here, how about I count you down? I've always found it really hard when other people do that for me. So, 10, 9, 8, you got this, baby. 7, 6, 5, seriously, you're so fucking hot. 4, 3, 2, that's it, baby. Get right on the edge for me. 1. Come for me, come for me, come for me. Please, I wanna hear you come, I wanna feel you. There you go. Yeah, just lean back against me and melt. It was really, really hot. Wow. Just... Wow. Gosh, you're absolutely adorable, you know that? Yes. So, if it wasn't super, super obvious already, I absolutely don't want this to be just a one-time thing. I want this... every day, honestly. And not just sex. I mean, I want everything. I want you, and hopefully that's not as scary as a thing for you as it is for me. Yeah. Yeah. I'm so happy. Okay, fuck. As much as I'm enjoying the postpoital bliss and cuddling and declaring our untying, I'm not gonna say love yet, but feelings for each other, the munchies are hitting me so hard, so maybe we should go scrounge for- Oh fuck, we got pizza! Yes, this is absolutely the best night ever.